The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Menoche, Daf Samach Aleph. The Mishnah and this Daf brings down, counts, lists all the things that need, that require tenufa, to be waived. Also, the Mishnah says, what does it mean to do tenufa? What does it mean to waive? The Mishnah says, the Mishnah says he moves it up, he moves it down, he moves it forward, he moves it backward, and that is the tenufa. The Gemara later on, and that Samach Beis Amid Aleph, gives an explanation. What does it mean? What's the idea of bringing it up and bringing it down? And the Gemara says, Amar Avchia Ba'aba Me'av Yechanan, Meilich Umevin Misha Arucha Shaloi, He moves it forward and backward. That's symbolic of the different directions, forward, backward, like north, south, or east, or west. And that's symbolic that he's showing that waving it to, for the person that owns, that's the owner of all the directions. Then he moves it up and he moves it down, symbolic of like Shemayim and Aretz, to that he's waving for the person that, for the one that is the owner, controller of the Shemayim and Aretz, the heaven and earth. The Merava Masnu, Merava they say, Hachi Amev Chame Barukva, Amev Yosef Chanin, and Melech Mevik Dilat Yuchas Yois. Also, similar idea that forward and backward is symbolic of the directions. But unlike the first pshat, that it's if it's symbolic of the direction, so then we're showing who we're doing it for. But here, according to this opinion, it's a schos. By that somebody is meilich, maybe that somebody moves it forward and backward, he in essence is having a schos to block the bad ruchos, the bad winds that come from all different directions. Then he moves it up and down to block, to prevent bad rain, bad dew. Again, both opinions, both ways of learning, is that forward and backward is symbolic of the four directions, and up and down is symbolic of heaven and earth, the sky and the earth. And then the Gemara continues and says that the whole tenufa is really just a shiurei mitzvah. So it's like the leftover of the mitzvah, it's a part of the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah lechatchila. It's a part of the mitzvah that one is supposed to do, but it's not me'akev. If someone didn't do it, it's not, the event was missed out, it will not make the mitzvah invalid. And nevertheless, even though it's only like this extra bit of the mitzvah, it's an extra that has such a big schos that it's me'akev as apra'onis, it blocks disasters. So tenufa shiurei mitzvah, you see that tenufa is just an extra of a mitzvah, and it still is able to block these apra'onis. And the Gemara says, the Rabbi says it's the same thing for lulav. So, what I would like to bring out from this Gemara, Mishnah with this Gemara, is that although we don't unfortunately have Karbanis today's day and age, Be'ezah Hashem, because we will have the Beit HaMikdash and we'll be able to bring the Karbanis, but until then we don't have. But nevertheless, these mitzvahs of Tenufa are practical today for the mitzvah of lulav, the same exact tenufa that's done for the kivtei atzeres, the shtei alechem, is also done for the lulav. Every single sukkah, we shake the lulav and we shake it all the different directions, and it's based on this gemara. Now there are many, many shitas of rishonim. There's tremendous discussion how to understand how tenufa, how what we call by lulav, we say it's kdei l'nanea. We call it shakling the lulav, the nenuim of the lulav, It's a big machlokes. There are many, many opinions, and it's beyond the scope of this year to go through all the opinions. However, I would like to give a brief overview of the basic shitos in the sugya, and also explain what the opinion of the mechaber and rima is, and what the basic minog of how to do nanuim is. It starts like this. Kipshutoi, the Gemara says that the way to do tenufa, and from here on I want to say for the nanuim of the lulav, is that you move the lulav forward and backward. and then you move it up and down. So that's basically four actions: forward, backward, up, down, and that's it. Unlike the way people are more familiar with, that when we shake the lulav, we're shaking it about three times back and forth, back and forth. So we do that to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. We do all those directions, then up and down. We're doing shaking it so many more times. However, simply in the Gemara, it's unnecessary. That's not what Tanuf is. That's not what Nanuim is. Just forward, backward, up and down. However, and indeed, some Rishayim, the Itur says, the minog is to just move the lulav, shake the lulav forward and backward, up and down, and that alone, the action of the shaking of forward and backward is already symbolic of all the four directions, and therefore it's unnecessary to shake in the all four directions. And he doesn't like those that do shake it to all the four directions. He says it's a das chitzoinis. He says what it means for all the four directions, a person thinks in their mind for all the four directions, they're not supposed to actually shake in the all four directions. However, there are other Rishonim, the Rosh brings down that Itur, the Rosh Masechta Sukkah brings down that Itur, and he says, the Minhag HaOlam is not to do that. The Minhag HaOlam is that we shake in all four directions, and it's a correct Minhag. And therefore, one should shake in front of him, to the right of him, to the left of him, to the back of him, and then also up and down. So they're actually shaking to six different places. Not like we said before, that it's basically two places, four back and then another two up and down. It's actually four to all the four directions, and then up and down. And it was already a difference of the minog in the times of Rishonim. The Meiri also lived apparently in the same place as the Itur, and he also discusses about that it's unnecessary to have going to all the directions. And there were some Geoinim that says that somebody that does it is a das chitoinis. But today, the minog is, like what the Rosh says, that the minog is to shake in all six directions, forward, backward, right, left, up, and down. I'm not saying them in order, and that is a prevalent custom. In Shulchan Aruch, does not bring down the other minog of the Itur, it's only brought down this minog of all the six directions. Both the Shulchan Aruch, both the Mechaber and the Rimba, both bring down the minhag of doing all six directions. But then it goes on even more. Simply, even after we have this rush to do it in all six directions, but I would understand that to mean that you would shake the lulav towards the front of you, shake it towards the right of you, shake it towards the back of you, the left of you, up and down, and that would be it. Not even shake it. It wouldn't even be necessary to shake it. You would just move it. You wave it. You move it forward. You move it right way, rightward, leftward, backward. You just move it. You wave it. It's a tenufa. Tenufa is like waving. So it wouldn't have to be, it wouldn't necessitate any shaking. However, the Yerushalmi adds two things. The Yerushalmi, first of all, says that there's a concept of shaking it. And therefore, as the custom is, one should also shake the lulav. We'll see how much and where soon, Be'ez Hashem. Additionally, the Yerushalmi even says three things. There was one thing, was to shake it. A second thing the Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi brings on a braisa, that one should go forward and backward. Just for each direction, they should bring it two ways. They should do a complete waving for that direction that will entail moving the lulav, the arvaminim, forward and then back to it backwards. And that's for the north and then towards the south. To the south and back to oneself. To the right, to the east. All the way to the east and then back to oneself. Then the Yerushalmi says another thing about doing it three times. Okay, the Yerushalmi says you should do it three times, the Brahmi says you should do it three times, and then the Yerushalmi declares, has a suffix, it's Hakin Chad v'Hakin Chad, if you should do, if you need to do it twice, or just moving to that direction. So in short, what comes out from the Yerushalmi is that the Yerushalmi added another three things. First of all, the Yerushalmi added that you should also shake it. Second of all, the Yerushalmi added that you have to do it three times. Each direction requires it to be done three times. And thirdly, the Yerushalmi added that the Yerushalmi actually has it as a suffix. Should you, when you do three times for each direction, does that mean forward and backward? That's considered two out of the three. Towards the north and then back to oneself, is that considered two movements or is that one movement? That if we say three times to the north, three times to the south, three times to the east, three times to the west, does that mean towards the east, back to oneself, back to the east, that's already three? Or to the east and back to oneself, that's only one? Now you have to do back and forth, back and forth, back and forth three times in order to count as three times. Now the Yerushalmi is not so clear what it means when it says hachinchad, back and forth, is that one or not? And it's also not clear what it means when the Yerushalmi says that if you do three times, what does it mean you have to do three times? Three times back and forth, or three times that you shake it? We'll see that the Mechaber and Remo, which is based on Rishonim, different opinions in the Rishonim, have different ways of understanding the Yerushalmi. So, even though the Yerushalmi has only a suffix, one of these halachas is only a suffix in the Yerushalmi, and even though the whole halacha of Nanuim is only a din de Rabbanon, nevertheless, the way Rishonim and the way the Minog is, the way Rishonim say one should do, and the way the custom is actually to be done, is that we do two times. Even though the Yerushalmi has a suffix, we should do once or twice, we nevertheless do two times, and we also do all three times each direction, and also we do shaking. Now, the Mechaber and Nimrod have two ways, each have their own way of it translating how to apply the Yerushalmi in practice. And I will say first how the Beis Yosef, how the Mechaber understands the whole Yerushalmi, and then I will say how the Rambam understands the Yerushalmi. The way the Mechaber explains to do the Anuim, I would assume that this is how Sardim do the Anuim, although I don't know for sure. But the way the Mechaber learns to do the Nanuim is that one should go ahead and hold on to the Arba Minim, move it forward, and at the end of where they moved it forward, they should make three shakes. Three times move it back and forth. Three little back and forth movements at the end of that place where they moved it in front of them. Let's say it was towards the north. They stretched out their hand all the way, full arm length, to the north. They waved it. They just moved the waving, just moved it to the Arab Minim in front of them, full arm length, to the north. And then at the end of that full arm length, then they shake it back and forth. They move it back and forth three times. It doesn't have to be a shaking that the lulav falls apart. They move it back and forth, three little movements of back and forth. Then one brings the lulav and esrog back to oneself, and at the place where they bring it back to themselves, then they again move it back and forth three times. And that's all one does. Then one does the same thing for all the six directions, and others for the north, the south, east, the west, up and down. The person does the same thing. Again, what they're doing is, they're waving, they're just moving their hands fully forward, full arm stretch, to that direction. Over there, they move it back and forth, three little movements. Then they bring it back, move it back and forth, three little movements. And that is the kiyum of a nanua for that direction. So they're never moving it full arm's length, let's say towards the north. To the north, back to oneself. To the north, back onto themselves. To the north, back to themselves. They never do that according to the mahalach of the Mechaber. The halach of doing what the Yerushalmi says to do three times, the way the Mechaber learns, that means at the end of the arm stretch, and then at the return of the arm stretch, one does three little shakes, three little movements back and forth, and that's what the Yerushalmi means by saying do three times back and forth. The way the Rambam explains is very different. The way the Rambam explains is that you move the full arm length forward, and then back to oneself. Forward, then back to oneself. Then forward, and back to oneself three times. When the Yerushalmi says three times, it means the full arm length forward, then back to oneself. Full arm length forward, back to oneself three times. That's where we have three times. And when the Yerushalmi says you should shake it, the way the Rima learns, that means while you go back and forth, you should make like a little shake. As you go back and forth, you should make shakes. So the Mechalach of the Mechabe and the Mechalach of the Rima is very different. According to the Mechabe, you only do one full arm stretch forward and then back to oneself once. According to the Rima, it's three times. According to the Mechabe, you're moving three little movements at the end of that full arm stretch and three little movements at the return of the arm stretch. But you don't shake while you move back and forth. And according to the Rima, you don't make those three little shakes at the end of the movement, but rather while you move your hand back and forth, while you make the arm stretch out, and your turn of the arm stretch, then you make a shake of the lulav, a small shake of the lulav, while you're taking it back and forth. So these are the opinions of the Mechaber and the Rima, and therefore Ashkenazim, the Mehalach of how Ashkenazim are supposed to do the Nanuim, is like the way the Rima explains to do the Nanuim. And perhaps many people make mistakes about how to do the Nanuim. But nevertheless, it's important to people spend so much money on buying Arba Minim that will fit. They will be Mehudorim. They will be beautiful and that they should fit according to all the Shittas HaRishonim. And then something that's not costly at all, it's free, it's absolutely free. It's just a matter of studying the halacha and fulfilling the halacha that they, for some reason, forget about. And even though it's only a din derabbanon to do nanuim, kipshuta, it's only a mitzvah derabbanon, even though the concept is a derabbanon, it's a concept, but it's a mitzvah derabbanon only to do the nanuim by the lulav. Nevertheless, like the Gemara says, it's a tremendous chos, it's shiori mitzvah ma'akinas ha'peronis, it's a tremendous chos to do the nanuim. It's a mitzvah derabbanon and a tremendous chos, and one should certainly learn how to do the Nanuim properly and actually fulfill the mitzvah of doing the Nanuim properly. One last point I will add about the Nanuim is that the Mishnah Berurah also adds that what does it mean bringing back to oneself when one does the Nanuim? According to the Rama, one does the full arm stretch to the north, then back to oneself, north back to themselves, north back to themselves. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the starting point. Before you start, you don't have the Arba Minim right by your chest. The start is that you're holding the Arba Minim in some regular way of holding it, that it's a few inches away from your chest. Then when you shake it forward, when you move it forward towards the north, you do the full arm stretch. You do a nice, it doesn't say it has to be the full arm stretch, it should be a nice amount forward. And then, when you bring it back, the Mishnah Berurah says you should bring it back more, all the way towards your chest. It's not enough that you should bring it back to where it originally was when you were holding it to start off with. You should bring it back even closer to your chest than where it was when you began. And this would apply both according to the Mechaber and the Rama, in each of them, in their respective opinion, and how they learn in the amount of times that you're bringing it back to yourself. This is the same thing for up and down. You shake it up. You first hold it in the regular place, the regular position. You shake it up. And then there's a shake down. There's a shake up and there's a shake down. It's not people make a mistake and they think there's a shake only forward. It's not a shake forward. It's a shake forward and return. A shake forward and a shake return. And the return, the Mishnah Berurah explains, should be all the way to one's chest or close to one's chest, more so even closer to the chest than the way rear it is at the original position. It may be zaychet to have the schusim that apply to those that are mekayim and fulfill the mitzvah of nanuim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.